Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
All right, goddamn it. I was a little slow. You're going to have to work with me. It's, you know, these games is on, so I only want to take 45, maybe an hour of your time. You're going to kick it about some shit. It's very important. Give me a minute. I got to go twist me a joint. God damn it. I didn't have time for all this. All right, I'm on my way back. See, when you get old, you've been smoking weed long, motherfucker, kind of like me. You can roll the joint that fast. Hey, I gotta have a hit. You know I'm on drugs. Weed and the shit I be thinking. Man, I'm telling you, y'all better jump on these tools. I will be selling for a long time because that shit gonna be included in my sidewalk university curriculum. And once I put it in the curriculum, I'm going to stop selling them too. I told you, motherfuckers, you need $100. You can get 6 conversation tubes of your choice. $120, you can get 6 mentality tools of your choice. Now, I'm telling you, you need these fucking tools. Just you think you don't need them, but maybe you don't. I don't know. Shit. What I'm going to talk about today, you do need. And there ain't no doubt a motherfucking about it whether or not you need it. And you know what that is? The real dealio. You better feel it. I'm just saying. Hey, I'm your mentor, I'm your great brother, I'm your missing father, I'm all of the above. And don't take that personal. I'm still learning, and I'm only now just getting to really be able to soak all this shit I think up. And none of these dudes online got what you need. No, they don't have what you need. They don't have your long-term game, life, abadabas involved. I watch these brothers, and then I go back to the dope I dropped on you. And the real deal is you get whatever you get, man. I mean, shit, entertainment is entertainment. If you want to see a motherfucker dress some dumpy stuff and show you how to eat that and all that goddamn shit, I mean, fuck, you can do that shit. If that's what you want. But hell, I don't even deal in that kind of goddamn shit. So, my thing is, I need you to learn like I learned. I learned from real men. That real men cannot rest on yesterday's wins. Whatever you did yesterday to win, last night you should have celebrated. Because today, you got to get on some new shit. But the shit you know, I ain't gonna say you think, I guess I would say that. The shit you think about royalty being royal, I mean, that's how you should act if that's what you want to be treated as. Royal. My perspective on rejection will help change your goddamn life. And if you don't believe that, if you not know what the fuck it is, just have to have a cue. And let's say you've been obsessed with how they lick that cute fucking lick. You just got to pretend. What happens is your life stops being an importance to you. You don't realize this. You think that you're just doing what you do. But what you're doing is killing the importance of your life. You want my life to be important to you. You want Phil Moslem's life to be important. You want Shante to be important to you. And you know, if you noticed, I haven't stopped drinking. Well, I don't drink like I did because it was time. But I did what I did because I wanted to. I don't need shit. I wake up, you know, listening to me think, you know, and I go to bed. I mean, it's all, everything I think goes into my subconscious because it's continually thinking and I continually try to improve it. You know, and I just really and truly, if that's the case, I would, you know, need your appreciation now before I die. You know, everybody gonna appreciate a nigga when he die. Because I'm gone. Well, that nigga was alright. But I need your appreciation now. Well, that's saying that you can watch all these YouTube videos and you can, you know, laugh. You can get serious when you get serious. And you do all this in the comfort of your own goddamn home, if that's the case. But what I'm saying is, if you cannot see that what you're continually tuning into, what you continually wanting to get, is here. And it's really cheap. Because I told you guys, matter of fact, let me stop right quick. Hey, the new semester for April, I was going to wait until the second week of February before I opened it up. But I'm turning down so many motherfuckers that I'm being stupid. So I'm opening it up early. And all you motherfuckers that hit me, you can hit me again. And, I mean, if you want to get in, I know some of you motherfuckers be turned off. And I say, no, man, I'm good for it. But I can't just let you in. I got to do it according to my schedule. But what I'm saying is, as of today, y'all can send 750. It ain't 500 no more. It's 750. It's going to go up every semester until it get back to 1500. But what I'm saying is right now you show get it to 750. That's the course and Sidewalk University. That's a lot of shit. I mean, 750 ain't shit. The course has value far beyond that. I'm going to show you through the techniques I use how you have value far beyond that. And you guys have to realize I give you the things that's going to get you to get your props. You know, you got to, well, not you. I got to keep the fraternity go-getters. I got to keep going. I got to keep moving forward. And I want to, if that's the case, that you know, I really do appreciate all you motherfuckers, you know, giving me kudos and shit about this. But, I mean, it's just a lot of things. I see the improvements that you guys are making. I mean, you know, here I am. Over the top. Motherfuckers be talking shit, trying to compare, you know, they shit with me, you know, some other fucking. Just as telling lies on me to YouTube, and YouTube believes it and blocked me and shit. But see, I use YouTube, but if you know this, I ain't trying to monetize it. I don't give a fuck about that shit. Because because that ain't how I make my goddamn money. I do use what I use it for, but it's just only my goddamn income. My income is based on whatever the fuck you think, whatever the fuck you hear. I believe you hear it. It's based on my rap. See, some of these motherfucking fools, you know, with these followers, calling in and complaining on me, like I say. As a matter of fact, where is those motherfuckers that called in on me? But these other motherfuckers that I was seeing on YouTube, they like disappeared. I just hope all you motherfuckers understand that I got haters. And if you ain't no hater, I'm happy. And if you are a hater, I'm happy. Because whether you hate me or not, you ain't gonna affect what the fuck I did. You're just not gonna have no effect on what I did. You're just gonna be hating me. So you gotta be up on the deal of the sensory. Deal with my tools. But the deal of the century is Sidewalk University and the Male Confidence Course together for motherfucking 750. That is the deal of the century. And you guys need to jump on it. Well, you don't have to. Because I'm actually getting exposure. People be hitting me. You know, I make these videos regularly, but I don't do none of that Facebook stuff and Twitter and all that. Like I used to say, hey, man, come on, help me out, woo, woo, whatever I was doing. Now I don't do that shit now. And even though I make less money doing it this way, but I do believe I'm going to, as I go on, this is January was the actual first semester that I restarted shit this way. I feel it's going to help me progress. And as you see me meet these things, you should be getting that there's no sense in talking shit if they ain't going to do it. There's no sense in talking shit. You're only afraid because you don't have a clue as to what to really do. Sidewalk University has it, and it's good to go. All you got to do is come, enroll in the school, and listen, come to class. Now, this was one of the biggest semester. As far as how many people signed up. But it's not being 20 people in the end who want to go through. And then maybe 50 men are going to graduate. I'm not saying that because that's what I want. I'm saying that because over the past few years, semester after semester, that's what happens. I'll be stupid to go against that. So that's my knowledge. Don't be one of the motherfuckers who missed the boat. One of the ones who don't know how to do shit. I'm still going to, you know, meet all the deadlines that I be talking about as far as what I'm going to do. Maybe you ain't heard it, maybe you haven't, but it ain't going to do with this. But what I'm saying, even though you motherfuckers don't even show up on these calls and shit, I'ma still honor what the fuck I say I'm gonna do. And also, you can still look forward to a motherfucking continual or a continuation of this powerful epidemic that you've been witnessing. Because I'm sure you know, or you noticed, that no matter what, I do have these gray hairs. No matter what, I am 70. 30-year-old motherfuckers would be comparing themselves to what I do. You know how hard they get my dick. 701 left.
I'm listening to your show, G.
God damn it, what's up with you, G?
Shit, man, you know, I can't complain, man. It's a blessing, man. OG, man, it's a blessing. I'm just, you know, always enjoy your show, man. You know, I got to be careful what you say, because I know you got your double bear Uzi with you, man. You know I know you, OG.
Where you been, man? I ain't heard from you in a while.
Shit, man, and nigga, just be working, man. Just be working, man, you know. Do positive, do right.
Hey, man, let me ask you this, man, and be honest. You applying any of this shit that we talking about catching any bitches?
Huh?
Have you been applying this shit we talking about resulting in you catching bitches?
I can't even lie to you, man. Your the connection is not very good, man. It's like it's kind of breaking up.
Alright, it ain't my connection. I'm on the computer. Computer do what it do. My computer connection. But, what's up?
No, I'm just chilling, man. You can go ahead and put me back in the queue. I'm just watching your show, enjoying it like always. I'm just enjoying your show.
What's up? Hey, see, I'm just saying, I spend a lot of game, and I try to get you guys to stay up on it. No one knows what tomorrow will bring. So I'm saying you're going to be a seer. I'm saying if you stay down with the fuck I'm talking about, tomorrow will bring what you plan tonight. It is. Because that's how life is. If you don't have it, life's going to fuck you. 209, what's up? I'll tell you what I mean in a minute.
Hey, what's going on, bud? How are you doing?
I'm good, brother. How about you?
Oh, man, just checking in, man. Ain't called in a while, and I'm still a supporter, though.
Hey, I know you are because you got to support the truth, and I stay with the truth.
Oh, okay.
What's
hey, good. I got you. Hey, nah, but I got your address, bro. I want to send you a box of them Swisher sweets.
That's it, man. Hey, hit my email right, so I can give you the address and make sure you got it right. My email,
askrosebud@gmail.com. Hey, check it out. Check this out. I don't fool with the email, bro, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to send it to the address I got. I heard it leak out on the internet. It leaked out. I'm going to send it, bro. And if it get there, it get there.
Okay.
Don't,
I know. I was talking to my lawyer and my fucking guy.
Exactly.
I sent my address and everything.
Okay, send
it, man.
No problem,
oh,
baby boy. Take care of yourself.
Thanks, man. You know, a 256, what's up with you? Wait a minute. Okay, I got you now. What's happening?
Yeah, so I wanted to ask you, so in your experience, just coming up, right, you know how men back in the day were, you know, stronger, tougher, and nowadays they're weaker in general, right? So you feel like that's a cycle
right,
where tough times make men stronger and easy times like today make men softer. You know what I'm saying? You feel like that's a cycle?
I believe what you're describing is possible, but for the motherfucker that happens to, you know, easy times and weaker, harder times, so motherfucker that do that, you can't depend on them fools. They go with the weather. Fuck them.
Mm.
Hey, I'm getting the good times and the bad times. And in both times, I ain't gonna suffer. And if I do suffer, my work is gonna look like the average motherfucker's best day. So, you know, that's just me.
Yeah. You gotta just represent yourself.
I don't think you should put yourself or any of you should put yourself on the level of everybody. Unless you become a freedom or being alive. Now, everybody on the same level to that. But what I'm saying is,
wait,
unless you're
talking what? It's kind of, you said unless you're talking what? It kind of cut out.
Let's be talking about the bad day too. I'm on the Zoom, I'm on the computer. But as you know, it's only unless you come out breathing, you know, you can't be comparing yourself with another motherfucker.
Right.
Because in the course of you taking that breath, and that other motherfucker taking that same breath, y'all gonna be thinking 3,000 different things.
Yep.
What I'm saying is I'm about me. Definitely
right.
Includes your family. You definitely include all your responsibilities. So I'm saying that to say I'm not really being a selfish bastard like that, saying I only think about myself. Because when I say
right.
myself, I know what myself includes. It includes a lot of shit. So don't try to, you know, not you, but don't try to negate or narrow down what I'm saying according to what you think. Motherfucker, when I say I am selfish, that means everything involved with me, even my business, I just go first with it.
No, 100%, yeah. It's because that's involved with you, yeah.
All right, bro, I appreciate you, man. Thanks. Hey, you guys, that's some cool
right.
shit to talk about. We should only know, or we should only want, whatever we are thinking of our progress. Now, goddammit, you can want the world to be better. You can want hope climate change, and you can hope you don't get no water in your kid's neighborhood or whatever the fuck. I mean, you can think all that damn shit. But in reality, what the fuck can you do about it? I don't care. You can vote. But what the fuck is voting going to do? Because these motherfuckers can cancel your goddamn vote. I'm saying everything is important until you realize nothing is important except for your goddamn life and what the fuck you doing. Because anything else, you ain't got shit to do yet. They're already showing you how any motherfucker making money for his white boys. Big white boy, billionaire and shit. They ain't got to follow the law. They ain't got to do shit. They ain't got to pay taxes. You remember, the only thing you got to do is die and pay taxes. Them motherfuckers ain't paying taxes. They still got to die. But they ain't paying no taxes. So shit, man. Why the fuck? You know, should I be caring? Man. I ain't gonna care about goddamn thing, period. I'm just so selfish, it's pathetic. Ain't nobody knowing what tomorrow will bring. We should be ready for it. That's all we know. So if we live in tomorrow comes, and we better be ready. Words I live by. And I always try to do the best I can do for my daughter. But listen, you guys. I tell you, I have two daughters, and I've only been talking about one, the one that I raised. But next to the one I raised, she reached out, found my other daughter. And you know, me and my other daughter is kicking it. I'm talking about, matter of fact, yesterday we just had, she called me. She never called me. She's been texting me. She called me, and we have a phone. I got to understand this. And then I'm going to go off this. And I ain't going to call my daughter. To my points I'd be making. We've been texting for a couple of months. That fucking phone call yesterday, me hearing that voice and actually stopping, talking, listening, and interrupting here and there, that shit woke them back in Texas out. Them Texas ain't shit. I may be in Texas with her, but I'm not going to depend on receiving the feelings from Texas that I got from that goddamn phone call. You motherfuckers better get on it. Fuck the Texas. It's just too much going on that in a conversation. that you can't feel, you can't, there's nothing you can do, or you're not even getting the thrill of whatever is going on. That shit helps. It helps you talk. It helps you concentrate. It helps. Now don't be mad at me because it don't help you. If that a bitch. I'm just saying. $26 or $27. $100, $40. I'm not tripping. You know? Although, I don't know why I give my, well, I do know everything, but I don't know. I'm going to give her shit. And she just doing the soul care. She said, Dad, you don't have to do that. Well, she didn't say that. She don't call me Dad. It's okay. I'm going to leave. That's what I'm saying. I've been wanting that for a long time. I've been patient. I've been staying alive. I'm doing good. I'm not in the motherfucking penitentiary system. I will understand this baby is going to end up knowing me as her motherfucking father. Period. And that just thrills me to death. I'm serious. Me, Lena, I used to get her whatever she wanted. And I give it to her. I can't mention her name because she's very private, but what I'm saying, I know he ain't even tripping on any of that shit. Neither am I. It's just the thing about it, man. You don't know the motherfucker. And you ain't been in a life. It ain't like I can help them grow up. It ain't like they broke, stinging, and hungry and needy. So shit. I gotta earn whatever I get them here. Some motherfuckers would trip. But I don't. And I'm not really talking about my daughter right now. I'm talking about how are you supposed to see shit that happened in life. But it's gonna happen. It's gonna happen. You could either let it take you off of, you know, where you going or where you think you want to go. Or you can deal with it. And if you really feel, you can feel, I feel you, man, but you can really feel what you think. You can really feel where you come from. I realized, and I'll be honest, I realized this in the last 5 or 6 years. If you really about it, it's coming. And if you've been a good person while you waiting, not just for that, but it's really coming. Because everything that I want, I'm not going to say I get, but I do. I get every fucking thing I want. Because once I want it, I'm going after it. I know it ain't coming to me. I think this stuff go back to my daughter. You know, I contacted her before, maybe 15 years ago, and we didn't click. You know, but this particular time, it's different. So I'm not going to be stuck in the past. I don't give a fuck what happens in the past. I give a fuck what happens tomorrow. I give a fuck about today, but what I really give a fuck about is what's jumping off tomorrow. You got to understand, it's a progressive thought. It's not a fucking reactive thought. Find motherfucking girls as much as I can. I want to give my girls the world, but, you know, since I can't, I just made sure I gave the one that was with me a survival mentality so she can live in this fucking world. Not just a survivalist mentality. A survivalist is okay with surviving. A motherfucker that knows how to survive, this motherfucker's gonna survive and keep rolling as long as they can. thoughtful and fancy shit. Like I say, my girl, I think she's 26 or whatever, 27. And I told her recently, I'm actually worried about it. Why? Because, you know, it's been a knucklehead to me. Because I've been taking care of every goddamn thing. But I was doing it because I knew at one point she was going to motherfucking, you know, grow up. Because I spoiled her. Not been patient. And I could have not been the way I was because I wasn't getting what I want out of the deal between her. And I could have fucked off my relationship. Man, you can't, you just can't overreact. You can't underreact. You got to do what's right. And this is why you got to trust what the fuck you think. God. You got to trust what you think, man, because if you don't, you don't trip. So what I'm saying is, we want something to happen. You have to think about what you want as far as with my other daughter. I wanted to get a relationship. At first, I was going to make that relationship happen, and it didn't. But this time, since I didn't even ask for it, wasn't even looking for it, it came about. You know, I have another attitude. I have another understanding. It's been 10, 12 years since I talked to her last time. And let it come. That's my thing. Let it come. I'm in position. If you're in position and you're supposed to have it, it's coming. Position. You motherfuckers don't get in position. You don't care about position. All you care about is literally as you want, which I ain't mad at you for that. I'm just saying how you getting it. Like that. You ain't getting it. So, shit. If you actually see what I'm saying, then you understand there's the necessity for change. Now, change in your personality is one of the hardest goddamn changes to accomplish. But it all boils down to if you can see yourself changing. Me, I'm a chameleon. I can be anything necessary. And that's because I'm a fucking lion. Because to get what you want, change is fucking hard. Changing your personality is hard. But see, I don't change my personality. I just change my attitude for what I'm doing to fit whatever it is I'm involved in. When you think like I'm saying, when you face with, you know, the fear you have when you think about talking to women. Your fucking heart pumping, your nerves jumping, and your mouth dry as a desert. When you see that sensation of fear you get. Now, before I go on, I get this shit. I don't experience this shit. You the only one. Let me be needing whatever this motherfucker can give me, and I gotta go talk to him. I feel the same fucking shit, but I ain't scared of it. I ain't scared of it because I'm motherfucking been through it a few times. I know how to deal with it. But you think because I know how to deal with it, I ain't gonna go through it? Shit. So what I'm saying is, you're thinking what you're thinking simply because you thought to talk to this woman. Now, that ought to show you that you really ain't thinking about changing. Because you've been doing that. You've been doing that. What you're thinking about is how you can not change and catch this bitch. And not change. And like, talk to this bitch. Not change and start being successful in the arena of doing what the fuck you want to do. Good luck with that, Bobby. Because that ain't how it goes. You need to give... You need to give my ancient ass some motherfucking respect. Not respect, but you need to just pay attention. You know, gun. That's it, done well. See, I listen as I talk. You motherfuckers don't be listening to me be talking. In any way. No damn way I didn't have that shit. Maybe you don't know this, but I didn't have two strokes. Two. And sometimes it get bad. But I know for a fact that I sound crazy as fuck sometimes. But today I gotta acknowledge that I know I'm not crazy. And I know I'm not crazy. You motherfuckers just wanna, but wait. I'm establishing, because I'm sort of getting tired of dealing with you young men who be wanting to compare yourselves, not your knowledge, but I'm talking about sexually with me, compare stamina with me. And I'm telling you, I can't win in that arena. You motherfuckers are supposed to have hard dicks, fuck a bitch for 2 hours, and, you know, stay up 3 days. I mean, you're supposed to be able to do that goddamn shit. I'm not. Come on. You guys just perceive me. I be running into the bitches that be expecting that shit. No, that disrespect. But what I'm saying, fellas, is I kind of made my mind up to not engage in that kind of shit and start, you know, putting that separation there. Fellas, no matter how sharp I am, no matter how much motherfucking game I got, it just makes you think I'm not 70. That's 70. This is just how you go be. If you be sharp, we'll get 70. Because I know most 70-year-old motherfuckers shut the fuck up. What I'm saying, I have been ranting about, you know, emails that be doubting me and shit. And I don't have it. Really just thinking about the positive ones. You know, by far my positive emails truly overshadow the negative ones. So, you know, without a doubt, I appreciate you motherfuckers. I'm really serious. I talk shit. Fuck you. But I really appreciate you. 414, I see you there, bro. What's up?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hey, was you not giving your hoes off days just strictly about the money, or was it a deeper reason also?
Bro, let me tell you something about off days. If you have a job and this dude is making whatever he's making, because he got several employees, in his mind, he can afford to give you all day. Period.
Say that again, I hear you.
What I'm saying is if you get, if this dude working dude is you working there and you ask him about off days and I'm saying this dude got several employees, he is gonna feel he can afford to give you guys off days. That's cause it's about the money to him, but it's about business to him also. So he wants his employees happy. An off day kind of would help that. A nigga like me, when it comes to bras, first you got to get to understand when, let's say she make 500, when she make that every day, when will I not need that 500 daily? She might say, well, you got 4 or 5 hoes, and we are making 500 daily. Yeah, but this ain't no business. This is me pimping on your motherfucking ass. So what I'm saying is, if your motherfucking ass making 500 and the other bitch making 500, which one of y'all should get off that? Both of y'all? So what I'm saying is, some got to distinguish you, bitch. And the motherfucker's going to say, well, I'm going to go get me some money. Yeah, well, that's what that other bitch going to do. So you give a bitch an off day, as far as I'm concerned, when she deserves it. Because on that off day, you finna do hell of shit with that bitch. You might have spent $1,200 fucking off with the bitch. And she in heaven. This bitch in heaven. And she will go back after that off day and work another 30 days. More before you get another off day. Because an off day is something you earn from a nigga like me. And when you earn it, you're going to get rewarded for earning it. Rarely am I going to take off the day and fuck it off. See, we don't do that shit in the street, man. You know, if it's about that, an off day, bitch, we can do something. Shit, why am I going to let you be off? If I don't need your money tonight, I got to thank that. And if I don't need it, that means I'm going to spend some of mine. I mean, that sounds crazy, but thank. Do that make sense?
Perfect sense. I'll be calling back, bro.
All right, man. But let me tell you something before you go. I know that shit didn't make no fucking sense to you. You just accepting what I said. So, holler back at me. Hey, so the thing about Bud. Just like that brother right there. Man, I appreciate that motherfucker coming in with that question. But what I'm saying is when I run real by a motherfucker, I mean, it ain't got nothing to do with him being slow. It's just my hands are full of game. If you ain't got nothing, you ain't understand it. That's just the way it is. That's why SWU is so fucking important for you guys. You guys, the reason most of you don't have game is because you don't want to risk your life going out there in the street to get it. That's where you get game, in the street. So what I'm saying is, an asset for Sidewalk University, is you will have some genuine motherfucking game. And you ain't going to be the step foot on the safety aspect of getting game or kind of covered that. But the reason you really are covered is because through my assignments, I send you on the street doing what motherfuckers do, except for now you have this cover, this knowledge of what you're doing before you actually go out and do it. So you know the safety aspects of what you're doing, because that's what I teach. But what I'm saying is when you're in the streets, none of that is going on. Ain't no fucking lazy ass. You get it or you don't right now or you miss. And that's how I am in my school, man. You ain't got no second chance, motherfucker. I'm going to ask you the question, you're going to answer it. And if you don't answer it right, whatever. I'm going to say what I say. But you sure ain't getting no, well, wait a minute, can I? No. Ain't no starting over. Ain't no doing it again. Can you do that in life? No. You just got to wait for the next. And the next time, you better be down and dirty. This is the way you need to think. That confident alpha male way. I take pride in every motherfucking thing I do. I could just say what I want in these goddamn videos and not give a damn, but I know hell of motherfuckers will see this goddamn shit and is representative of me. And I don't want to look at lyrics. Or as if I, you know, don't have normal command of the English language. I can't. And my videos reflect, god damn it, some level of intelligence. Because you have to show this. Who want to listen to you if you do it? I say this to say, the word there, T-H-I-E-R, is possessive. And it shows ownership. The word there, T-H-E-Y, apostrophe R-E, is a contraction joining two words together, they are. And this word makes there. And the word there, T-H-E-R-E, can be an adjective or an adverb description. Or ownership, depending on how it's used, but mostly it means placement over there. You can't say, look over there, spelling there, T-H-E-I-R, or they're the ones, and you spell it T-H-E-R-E. It's pronounced there in all three situations. But if you don't understand what the fuck you saying and you writing it, send it to somebody, can you imagine how stupid you look using those words the wrong way? No, that's just fucking one word you can use that way wrong. So you could talk about something important and you have to communicate to me in email, because if you're communicating on the phone, man, the shit is over there, or they're going to be there. And see, they're going to be there. We're using two theirs, and they're not the same, spelled the same. They're going to be there around, blah, blah, blah. What I'm saying is, if you don't understand this, you're a silly. I don't let my motherfuckers respond to me like that. And they do. Because they don't care. They don't care how they spell. They don't care how they use words. Because that's the way most motherfuckers are today in this fucking 21st century. Yeah, man, but you ain't getting to be like that. It with me. You don't know shit. And you then after you know shit, do what the fuck you want to do. I don't give a fuck. But once you know shit, you're going to be doing the right thing. That's how it works. Learn the right thing. Then you're. Here's another word. You're. You're beautiful. That's Y-O-U apostrophe R-E. But then again, some of you say you're beautiful. Y-O-U-R. That motherfucking word is not even pronounced the same, but you use it like you. Oh, 209. Let me get you, bro. What? 209 ran. Okay, whatever, man. What I'm saying is, you gotta stop making your wise words of advice look so goddamn stupid because of how your lack of command of the English language, the language you speak. See, that's one reason my confidence course is so fucking dope. But, you know, previous videos I made, and I put shit or say shit in a way that I want you to notice, but I don't want to tell you. I be wanting you to know the shit during your conversation, but if I don't tell you what you should notice, then you don't notice it. Golly, that's silly. What I'm saying is, if I tell you what to notice, the shit don't have to happen like I explained it. Or you still ain't gonna notice it. Yeah. Well, not my point. My point, fellas. Have any of you ever thought of how you sound when you speak and whether or not you're reading messages, the sentences? You need to get my shit. No, goddamn. You can't get it. You need to get in Sidewalk University. I told you that, but I'm not selling. Some people can't come to Sidewalk University. And I got to quit saying I'm not selling it. I'll sell you my course. But what I'm saying is it's not like it was before. You just, I don't know how to say it, but it's really part of Sidewalk University. That's why I get the deal like you do. $7.50 when it's usually $15. But next semester, I'll be grand. And then the semester after that is going to be $12.50. And by the end of the year, it's going to be back to the fucking $1,500. So what I'm saying is, you know, get in what you can, learn how these little tidbits of information can help you. 414, what's up?
Hey, I'm the dude that just called in. Let me get this out. First off, 110%, I didn't understand none of that shit you said, right? And the reason I said that I did understand is because, you know, niggas be embarrassed to feeling like they the only person that didn't understand it because they feel in their mind that everybody else did and you don't want to seem dumb in front of everybody. So I just want to confirm 100% you was right, bro.
Bro, see, you prove you ain't dumb. You got nuts because yeah, it was embarrassing to not know what the fuck I was saying. But it's more embarrassing to have said the fuck you did and then call back in and clean that shit up and say blah, blah, blah. What I'm saying is that's what it's about, man. Because you couldn't have knew what I was saying because you ain't got no fucking game like that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, bro. I ain't trying to get you to no street mentality or none of that shit. I'm just saying what you just witnessed is how niggas survive on the muddy water. And I can see through that shit. That's why not only did I see, but I checked you and let you see that I saw. But what I did expect was for you to make up. So kudos to you, bro.
For sure, I'll be calling back, bro.
You know what? See, I love that kind of shit, man. You guys don't understand me. I do not have to be sitting next to you. I do not have to know you. All I got to do is talk to you. And I'm up on you. That's why I could have said, all right, brother, be good and let him go. Nah, nigga, I don't even understand shit. But he did understand more than I thought. Because he knew he wasn't, you know, manning up. He manned up, shot back at me, man, and I love that. That's real fucking shit. I ain't gonna allow you to guess on this. But the most important thing about your motherfucking conversation is your phrase, how you say these things. I mean, motherfuckers don't know how important it is in your conversation to flow. Just as you think rhymes are the key, you overlook how the flow of the sentence sounds. Now, most of my bad conversations, which is arsenal for me, I gotta watch my motherfucking breathing because I know I want this sentence to come out in one breath. So if you want a sentence to come out in one breath, you gotta take, you know, a deep breath and then just talk. But how do you know you want it to come out in one breath? Because you're the designer of your conversation. And if you don't design it, your motherfucking ass just talking. I don't just talk. I know the game on the day. So I'm going to hurry up. I got people to say, you know, the bitch that says 60 seconds. Fuck it. We going to just go watch the game. And we continue this and that because I'm supposed to do an hour of shit so that I can watch the motherfucking game. And I do have to go get me a couple things before. Look at my motherfucking stream yard. I only got 50 people. Let's let you know. Motherfucker on this game, fuck you, Rose. But hey, thanks, fellas.